The ballot is set for a new election in North Carolina's 9th congressional district. The race includes a crowded field of candidates in the Republican primary, which will be held just over 8 weeks from now. WFAE's Mark Rumsey reports.
When a five-day filing period closed on Friday, 10 Republicans had signed up for the new primary in the 9th district. Among them, State Senator Dan Bishop of Charlotte, former Mecklenburg County Commissioner Matthew Ridenhour, and Union County Commissioner Stoney Rushing. Others in the GOP contest include former state lawmaker Fern Schubert of Marshville and Gary Dunn of Matthews. Their political resumes both include unsuccessful campaigns for governor of North Carolina. Also in the Republican primary race is Chris Anglin of Raleigh. He caught criticism from Republicans last year after changing his party registration as a Democrat to run as a Republican for a seat on the state Supreme Court. One Republican who isn't on the new 9th district ballot is Mark Harris. The State Board of Elections ordered the new race after finding evidence of fraud in last November's election by a political operative working for Harris's campaign. Harris cited health problems in his decision not to run again. His opponent in last year's election, Dan McCready, is the only Democrat who filed for the new election. The Libertarian and Green parties each have a candidate on the ballot. The primary is May 14th. The general election will be held on September 10th or on November 5th if a Republican primary runoff is needed. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.